1 billion people smoke. More than 80% of tobacco users live in low and middle-income countries. The WHO says the tobacco industry has increasingly directed its marketing campaigns at women and girls. Women currently represent about 20% of smokers, but tobacco use among girls is increasing. Data collected from 151 countries show that about 7% of young girls now smoke. That compares with 12% of boys. In some countries, however, the rates are almost equal. Almost 170 countries have signed a treaty called the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. The WHO is calling on those governments to ban tobacco advertising to the fullest extent possible and to do more to protect women. The agreement seeks to reduce the demand and supply of tobacco products. This year marks the 5th anniversary since the treaty went into effect. 80% of the signers have banned the sale of tobacco products to young people. 70% have required health warnings on tobacco products. The WHO estimates that tobacco use caused 100 million deaths in the 20th century. If current rates continue, that number could reach 1 billion in this century. Events are planned in a number of countries to mark World No Tobacco Day. Many of the events are aimed at persuading people, especially the young, not to start smoking. Others aim to educate people about the many health benefits of quitting. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. We have a link to a list of activities for World No Tobacco Day on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. And while you're there, tell us if you have been able to quit smoking and what advice you might have for others. You can also post comments on Facebook at VOA Learning English. I'm Bob Doty.